We are live across all of our different platforms. I am your host, Alan Sakyan, and today we are doing a short video blog and podcast on 20 minutes of facts and thoughts. I think that you guys are really going to enjoy this. It's going to be very polymath. It's going to be across a lot of my different notes that I've taken over a few weeks. I have just a ridiculous list of in my Evernote of 1,427 notes, and I'm going to try and get through this list through my lifetime by some point and try and teach what the hell's written in here. But I'm going to start with just a note that I've recently written that just has a bunch of different thoughts in it. So I want to talk about a post that I recently made. And this post was talking about, well, going right through the facts. Again, thanks for tuning in across Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Thanks everyone. So this is a post that I made recently about how hubristic it is, which just means overly self-confident, for humans to think that we are now in control of our destiny. We are absolutely not in control of our destiny at all. We have seen so many previous mass extinctions of species in the last 4.5 billion years of evolution of this earth. And all of a sudden, after just 6 million years of humans evolving from monkeys, we are now just A-okay. There's not going to be some next catastrophe. We are not in charge of our destiny yet. We still have a long way to go for us to become interplanetary, for us to be able to prevent one of these asteroids from nailing the earth. So we are the spawn of this carbon-based DNA-coded life on this earth. And the likelihood that other ones have not yet evolved across the 100 to 200 billion stars in just our galaxy is so unlikely. There's hypothesis about 1 in every 5 stars has an Earth-like planet orbiting it. All right. So it's up to us to take charge of our destiny as the human species and to ensure that we don't die to one of these Fermi filters, an asteroid hitting, nuclear war, disease. We are in charge of those things. We can actually prevent an asteroid from hitting. That is possible once we have collected enough energy from our star, from neighboring stars. That is how we can travel to other star systems. All right, moving on to the next point. So I've been recently talking to a few of my friends that introduced me. Oh, hi, Armin. Thanks for commenting. Hey, bud. It's been a while since I've chatted with you. Thanks for tuning in. Please feel free to comment across Twitter and Facebook. I will definitely chime in on what you guys are commenting. So a few of my friends and I have been discussing this theory called totemology, which basically means, what is your essence? If you have one word that can describe your essence, what is that one word? And that is usually the thing that gets you up in the morning, and then you go and try and make that of value into the world. And so for me, my essence, my totemology is the word truth. And it's because I just have an insatiable appetite to find what is true. That's why you see me listening to people that voted for Trump, listening to people that voted for Hillary, listening to people that voted for Bernie, because I'm trying to come up with like a political sort of truth in order to move society forward as objectively as possible in politics, or truth in terms of understanding what a black hole is, or what a wormhole is, or what quarks are, quantum mechanics are, things that we don't necessarily have our thumb down on as the human race. So I know other people's essence in this totemology are things like the word freedom is their essence, or things like the word life are their essence, or things like the word peace or beauty. And these are words that drive those people every single day to help make people freer, to help live better life, or to be at peace, or to make more beauty in the world. So my essence is to try and bring more truth to the world. So I would challenge you guys to think of what that word is. What is your essence? And go and wake up every morning and bring that essence. What is that totemology for you? So, all right, this is a favorite one of mine. I don't know whether or not consciousness is localized in my brain or not. Think about that. Is consciousness localized in our brains or not. We just don't know. And will we ever know? We don't. I have no idea if the neurons that are firing right now and the electrochemistry that's happening up here is causing consciousness right here inside of my skull, or if this consciousness is coming from somewhere else into me. I love that thought. And you'll never know. We'll never know if it's a brain in a vat. We'll never know. You know one thing, and that's your subjective world. You'd never know if somebody else's subjective world's even true or not. So we don't actually know if this is real or brain in a vat. It's a lot of great philosophy here that I love chatting about with people. Here's a quote by George Carlin that I wrote down. I have certain rules that I live by. First rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. It's a pretty good rule in my opinion. Don't believe anything the government tells you. It's really, really difficult to believe in a government in today's world. There are a few places in the world that think that they have it nailed down pretty well. The United States is a long ways away from having it nailed down. And really, we haven't had that much growth in the last 230 years of existence as a country. We haven't had that much growth in terms of our constitution, in terms of trying to blend science and technology into our constitution and into our education system. Not really. We have a long ways to go. A long ways to go. So, I like this thought. This is a random thought that I wrote down. Do you guys remember when we evolved from oceans onto land? It was lizards and reptiles that evolved from oceans onto land. And they used to have to lay eggs inside of oceans. Okay, that used to be how we babies were birthed. Later on, we evolved to a point where we could take the egg from the oceans and put all of the water and the nutrients and the safety, the harder shell, onto land, evolving to that, therefore no longer needing to raise babies in the oceans. We could raise babies on land. Again, because of the development of the egg was such a crucial evolutionary development. And I believe that was about 350 million years ago. And I always wonder, like, what would it be like if humans still laid eggs? That would be so funny if humans still laid eggs. What if the men had to lay eggs? Just very fun thoughts. All right. This is a good thought. So, what do you guys think about this? We're limited in bandwidth right now. I can only talk to you through the bandwidth of a computer right now, okay? So this is not yet neural-coded chips where I have a chip in my mind and I'm thinking. I see here Leo, Dylan, and Casey are in my chat. I could think, send those three a message about going camping next weekend, and wapa, the message would be received in your mind, right? No pressing my meat sticks on a computer keyboard, no having to be connected to some sort of physical device that is outside of my body, but rather the device is inside of my body enabling me to communicate with people. I find it so fascinating that today we are limited by these meat sticks pressing on computer keyboards and the bandwidth of communication through these external computers. I'm very excited for them to be plugged into my mind and be able to communicate with people directly from mind to mind. Although we are slightly skeptical of what that would in fact be like, because it's also kind of scary. What if you get hacked? What if somebody tries to manipulate you directly through the chip? That is also a little bit scary. So again, these are conversations that we should be having as a society, because we are bridging that point right now, where we are going to, where we have started and we are going to continue to start doing it across many more minds, putting chips in people's brains and trying to communicate through those means. Oh, this was a really good point that I learned from, I believe it was J. Cole. It was one of J. Cole's songs that I learned this through. Most corporations basically pimp humans for their advertisements. So they will pay humans very, very little bits of money, diverse groups of humans. You want a black person, an Asian person, a Latino person. You want five women. You want a transgender person. You want this diversity in your corporate ad, and you pay them just a few $100 each to go and sit there and say, McDonald's, ba, 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 I'm loving it. And everybody does something like that in the commercial. And then McDonald's makes millions and millions of dollars and only pays the humans hundreds of dollars. That is literally pimping. Corporations pimping humans. J. Cole did a great job teaching me about that. This is a good point. You guys have heard this before. You guys all know about the acronym STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Well, you guys also know that I recently and been pushing to have the A added to STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. Now I'm having another letter try to be added to it. I want to try and add the E, another E, to it at the beginning, so it's esteem, and I want that E to stand for entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. Esteem. Cool? This is a really good quote by Seth Godin. Instead of wondering when your next vacation is, maybe you should set up a life you don't need to escape from. It's tough. We say these words all the time that I want to live a life that I don't have to escape from, but it's tough to set ourselves up by doing the hard work that actually enables us to achieve that. It's easy to just say, that's my dream, that's my goal, that's my aspiration. It's harder to actually take the steps that we need to achieve that goal. But when we do achieve that goal, then we don't need escape from the life. We constantly live in that state of happiness. Because that's what we do every day, is bring ourselves actualization and other people. I thought this was a cool point. I started writing about this a little bit, but where is today's Martin Luther King? Where is today's JFK? Where is today's Lenin? Where are those guys? I'm challenging us to rise up to that standard. Right now, the closest person, in my opinion, to that standard is Elon Musk. Elon Musk is doing it for technology and for science, for keeping the species interplanetary, for fading them off of the use of fossil fuels. But there's not that much conversation coming from him about how to change the political systems of the world in order to help alleviate suffering in the world, to help uplift people that are underprivileged in the world. We're missing that key character, those key characters in today's millennial generation. It's time for us to raise up to the standards and for us to exceed even what was set by us in the past and by other people in the past, to push even more for equality and to push even more for freedom and to push even more for the progressive skills and talents and endeavors that are going to progress the civilization forward. That's up to us to do. All right, we only got about 6 minutes or so left. I want to say thank you everyone for tuning in across all of these different platforms for a short 20 minutes of facts and thoughts. I'm going to keep going through this list a little bit longer. If this is making a profound impact on you, please do share. Let's try and get this content out to more people in the world. This is a really good point. Back in my city in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I grew up, I really didn't have that many role models. That's a true statement. I didn't have anybody around me that was trying to teach me about how vast the cosmos were. I didn't have people around me that were trying to teach me about atoms and molecules and about the nuances of the smaller level physics and smaller level chemistry and biology. Nobody was teaching me those things. Nobody was teaching me how to grab a canvas and paint and how to write a book when I was young. Nobody was teaching me those things. It's really crucial that we set up a world in the future where we have more role models, where we have people in our communities that are trying to teach kids in the masses how to write books or how to paint or how to learn about the star systems or how to learn about chemistry. We need those role models in today's world, more and more of them. Another quote that I dropped online a few days ago was, "Be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity." It's a quote by Horace Mann. It's a great quote. You're birthed and given this consciousness. You're given this life. It's up to us to do something with it. And that something shouldn't be to kill and to pillage and steal from other people and to cheat, but it should be to advance humanity forward in some way, win some victory on behalf of humanity. This was a really good quote. I was learning about it, a fact on, check this out. I was learning about this during my research into blockchain and Bitcoin. Between 1929 and 1932, this is the period of the Great Depression, worldwide GDP fell by an estimated 15%. By comparison, worldwide GDP fell by less than 1% from 2008 to 2009 during the Great Recession. Okay, so Great Depression, worldwide GDP fell by 15%. Great Recession, just less than 10 years ago, fell by just 1%. Some pretty interesting statistic there. So this is something that I feel resonates with me so much, is the Matrix. Every single day when I wake up, I am given two options. I can either choose to keep learning about the world that I live in today and to insatiably exercise my mind by seeking truth across so many different platforms and so many different subject bases that I will never be able to get all rid of all of the ignorance that I've ever accumulated in my life. But that daily charge to figure it out and to keep learning is taking the red pill day by day by day. Or the other option is to take the blue pill. And the blue pill day by day is to take the one that we don't really care. I don't care about learning. I don't care about knowledge. I don't care about progressing humanity forward. I don't care about asking these insatiable questions. I don't care about helping people. And that's the blue pill day after day after day. I challenge myself and all of us to take the red pill day after day. Know that when you come home, you have the option to find content on Netflix or YouTube or write your own content or create your own paintings or whatever. You have your own choice to either do something that's worth a 10 on your self-actualization scale or to do something that's vegetative and worth a 1. And sometimes people really want to just do that one. I still even do that one occasionally. But I challenge us to want to do the red pill, to do the creation, the tougher things more often because they end up paying off for us in the long run significantly more. Everyone has an opinion, but nobody wants to do the hard work to make their opinion heard. This is so true. If you really want to amplify your voice, you have to start by talking to one person. And eventually that ends up being two people, then three people, then you build a little community of 10, 20, 30, and then you build up a following similar to how the best podcasters or the best video bloggers have in the world. But that is how you do it. You have to start slow and you have to take your thoughts when you get home and you have to start writing them down and start structuring them and create them into the world through art or through science or some sort of means. Don't be stuck not creating. Go and create. This was a pretty cool fact. I recently learned that continents shift at about the same speed that our fingernails grow. Continents shift at the same speed that about our fingernails grow. That's a pretty cool fact. All right, I'm about to run right into this 20-minute ending. Let's see if I can pull one more awesome point for you guys. The last thing I'd like to say is about reaching some sort of state of self-actualization. This last sentence will hopefully inspire you. If I quit now, I will soon be back to where I started. And when I started, I was desperately wishing to be where I am at now. So don't quit. Keep battling for that self-actualization. Keep finding it and seeking it in yourself and impacting others positively. And I'll be back at you guys soon with another one of these short 20 minutes of facts and thoughts, go parsing through my Evernote trying to find profound thoughts to share with you. I'll be going dark for 10 days for my Vipassana meditation retreat. Starting tomorrow night, you won't hear from me. For 10 days, I will be meditating, observing my respiration and sensations around my body. So, very excited for that. Very excited to be even less stressed than I am today and impacting other people in the world positively. Guys, thank you for tuning in across Twitter, across Facebook, YouTube, 2030 on SoundCloud. Thank you so much. Again, if this has made a profound impact on you, please do share with other people. That's the most important thing that we can do. Let's talk about it in our communities, and then let's catalyze some change in the world. And like, retweet, repost, share this content. Email me, alansakyan@gmail.com or 2030podcast@gmail.com. Reach out, talk to me about topics you want to hear, or tell me some things, some of your intellectual thoughts about what we just discussed. So again, thanks everyone for tuning in, and I'll chat with y'all soon.